Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
You had to think about that for a minute.
I did. I was like, did I already say that already?
And this is Eric Ozzis here with Home Street Bank.
At least you know where you're from.
I do.
And we're here with?
With Sherry Spies.
Sherry Spies. Yep. Still here.
And it's Radian.
It's Radian Mortgage Insurance.
Or
Radian
okay.
Guarantee.
Oh, it is Radian Guarantee.
Because
you kept saying that. And I was like, God, I thought it was Radian Guarantee, but her spreadsheet didn't have the full name on. So.
It's all good.
Okay. Got it.
Sherry, there's how many mortgage insurance companies licensed in Washington State? There's not very many.
Oh, there's way too many.
Is there? You think?
Yeah. We went from...
Well, you'd like there only to be one.
Yeah. But we went from 4 to 7 in about 24 months.
Okay. So mm-hmm. 7, roughly. Mm-hmm. And all of these, you're an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to file your rates with the insurance commissioner.
We do.
And you got to follow all those special insurance commissioner rules. So you can't buy lavish, trips to Vegas for loan officers or anything fun like that. Dang it.
You know, and they regulate our rates. Every time we change a rate, we have to file with the state.
Yeah.
And Washington is notorious for really putting us through the ringer as far as raising and lowering rates.
Sure, sure. It's
very challenging in this market.
But I've really noticed too, though, that there are some definite differences in premiums from company to company. Radian's really good about that. Your premiums are very good, and so I always figure with insurance that every company is going to be pretty much similar in their premiums. But there are some variations with that.
There's some variations, and there's also a lot of things that we try to do to add value to the customers. We talked a little bit about 97s at the beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And Radian has been, I like to describe Radian as kind of scrappy, because sometimes we'll just do things out of the box that we think are just going to help people and obviously help drive business. So what we did is we offered unemployment insurance on every 97 loan that we write for a borrower. So if a borrower loses his job, which is the biggest reason someone stops making their payment,
right, exactly,
they have an additional policy with us, and we will pay on it for the first 2 years.
No kidding. So, wow. That's really cool.
Yes. $1,500 a month or $9,000 over the first 2 years if they lose their job and qualify for regular federal unemployment insurance.
So somebody needing mortgage insurance on their loan, they know they need it, they can go to their lender and say, I want Radian.
Yeah.
And the lender can make that decision.
And it's a really good point. We've never really marketed to the public. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of a mistake at times, because I think there's so many things that we could add and bring value to the public.
Yeah.
Eric mentioned a website that we've just launched.
I actually just put it on Twitter.
And it's some really great basic home buying information.
Right.
Not linked to anybody or anything. And it's free. And it's kind of our first toe in the water to educate borrowers just about buying a home or what mortgage
insurance is.
Would
that be the little piggy or the big piggy?
I want the whole foot, but, I'll take a piggy.
Whichever piggy works.
Well, we're all about the education. Can I put that website up?
Sure,
so,
of course.
So, and we'll put that, we'll post that on our blog at Team Reba.
Tweet that's out there right now that's from a website off Housing Wire that talks about this. It says Radian launches home buyer education website. So we've got some stuff on there for you.
Right.
I believe we have a caller. I got to figure out how to do this correctly. Do I click on this? What do I do?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi. Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
This is David.
Hi, David. Thanks, and appreciate you calling into Open House with Team Reba. You have a question for me, Eric, or Sherry?
Yeah, it's going to be probably Eric and Sherry. I've got kind of a weird situation. So my wife had lost her job last year. She's got a part-time job now. And I think we'd be eligible under normal circumstances to take off the PMI they've been paying on our mortgage now since 99.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And she says we couldn't do something like this because she doesn't think she's in a position we couldn't refinance. What I guess I'm not clear on what would be involved as far as the refinancing aspect of this.
Oh, sure.
Well, first of all, I think we need to calculate where you're at in the process, mm-hmm. since you've been paying since 1999.
Yeah, we've
that's a
like
long time.
18,000 left on it, something like that.
So
about 200 plus thousand dollar house.
So your mortgage is balance is very low, and are you sure you're still paying mortgage insurance or PMI on that loan?
I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah, that's something that definitely needs to be addressed and sorted out. And you can
exactly.
you can have that mortgage insurance removed from a loan without having to refinance or having to qualify for anything. Mm-hmm. As long as you've been current on your mortgage payments for at least the last 12 months and you're still living in the home as your principal residence, Sherry, mm-hmm. anything else?
And you may just be very close to hitting that 78% benchmark.
Right.
After
I would certainly think so.
I think you're
after
a lot.
Many.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually
absolutely.
11 through term, it definitely slows down. So you're probably very close.
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess I'm not clear. Does it drop off automatically after 78% or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, does it depend on the type of loan,
early?
Though?
The only type of loan I think it doesn't drop off is an investment property, but it's his single. It's his primary residence, right?
Yeah. So David, what I would also encourage you to look at is see if there's a breakdown on your payment stubs that you get or your
statement.
Online statement or whatever it is that you have. And if it doesn't specifically break anything down, you might just contact your lender to find out if there's a built-in PMI payment to that. And if so, then start asking them, how do you go ahead and start the process of having it removed if it is still there?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
And one other thought also, depending on what interest rate you have on that loan mm-hmm. and thinking about the age of that loan, you may also be eligible for a special streamlined type
True.
Refinance program called HARP.
Mm-hmm.
And the HARP loans are eligible for anyone who got their first mortgage before May of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got it before that, and if that loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and your lender can find that out, or you can actually Google that yourself and look it up to find out, then you may be eligible for a very streamlined type of a refinance. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't need hardly any documentation, nor would it need any appraisal of the property.
Yeah, if you want to contact us separately from the show, we're happy to try and walk you through it too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Thank you for the call. Sherry, anything to add to that?
No, it's a great question.
I'm really psyched about this mm-hmm. thought that you've got unemployment coverage. I just keep thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. It's, like I say, we try to come up with things that are a little bit out of the box,
mm-hmm.
give people a little more security, get them looking at doing 97s again. It's been a long time.
Right. Just out of curiosity, if there's somebody who's in a union and they go on strike, does it cover strikes or just unemployment?
I think it's just unemployment,
okay.
but I would have to check to make sure. I think the rule of thumb is if they qualify for federal unemployment, they also qualify for this policy as well.
Okay. Got
so
it.
Not so much the seasonal worker,
right?
But more someone who's already going to
I'm just
qualify.
Thinking like teachers and even Boeing people have that kind of situation mm-hmm. come up sometimes. So
they do.
Okay.
Yeah, on a fairly regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that can come up.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And it's nice to know that there's some tools there in the toolbox, and that costs nothing.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
to a consumer.
And there's
to a
nothing
consumer.
For you to do either. We contact
right.
the borrower after closing.
Oh.
Get it all set up, and you can just tell the customer about it. And
I like that
okay.
even better.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of other sort of discounts available, you know, Reba and I teach this first-time homebuyer class that we volunteer on mm-hmm. behalf of the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. And there's a special discount for consumers who take that first-time buyer class, right?
Mm-hmm.
For certain loan programs.
Right. They get less. They get to order less coverage, right?
Yes.
As far as mortgage insurance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I don't think I realized that. We've been teaching mm-hmm. that because I don't think I knew that that was true about the PMI part.
It can make a pretty big difference.
Wow. Okay.
So the amount
That's
of
fantastic.
Coverage, like so for instance, somebody putting 3% down on a loan, they're normally we would require 35% mm-hmm. PMI coverage. If they take the class, we only require 18% coverage. So the amount of insurance is less. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
It's almost
okay.
half.
Yeah, almost half.
Oh, wow. That's significant.
So it can save a ton of money.
That is significant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
Sherry, I want to get your website out there also for people. This is a really cool site that's out there for buyers. It's called achievethedream.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of tools on there. And on behalf of Reba and I, Sherry, we really enjoyed having you here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks for being here with all of us at Open House with Team Reba. We'll be here next week, Tuesday, from 3 to 4, like usual.
Have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.